Alora, a native Panamanian, who is now an Alora resident, created a new Spanish social club in town for those interested in learning how to speak the language and the different cultures Spanish-speaking countries have. I've lived in Alora for a while and it's been challenging for me to meet more people in the community, so I thought this was a great opportunity for me to break that little barrier and make a group, make more friends. I thought other people will be interested in the same, explained Antuara Ibarra, founder of Hola Alora Spanish Club, in a phone interview. This kind of project is very enriching because it's a cultural exchange, really. I'm learning a lot about Alora and the Canadian culture as well as how to communicate in English better. I feel like members are also taking advantage of the exchange by learning about other countries and how people do things down there or other Spanish-speaking countries. This makes me feel included in the community. Hola Alora Spanish Club, which has around 5 participants, is unlike a traditional Spanish class where grammar and language is taught, but rather, a social club. Participants will talk in Spanish about topics such as different Spanish foods, culture, South American histories, and more. Ibarra communicates to participants where they will be meeting weekly on WhatsApp, but the location reflects to the weekly activities she has planned. There's no admission fee for the club. We have different topics each week, like last week, our topic was on Cinco de Mayo and other events in May. We mainly speak in Spanish but we also give the flexibility of speaking in English for those who aren't fluent in the language, explained Ibarra. The idea is that even if you don't know how to speak Spanish, while being in this group, listening to other people speak in Spanish, it will help them get some insights on how the language is like and practice what they already know. She wanted to create a social club where people are not only able to learn Spanish but also understand the different cultures and histories many Spanish-speaking countries have. Participants are able to exchange knowledge they may have on different South American cultures, histories and foods, as well as Canadian and Center Wellington history and facts. Hopefully, the group will be able to go on a trip in one of the countries in South America one day. But right now, it's more of a social club with traditional Spanish foods, she said. Hailing from Panama, Ibarra first moved to Alora in 2011 and lived here for 2 years until she had to move back to her home country. It wasn't until 2020, when her permanent resident application to Canada was approved, that she moved to Alora full-time. She noted the Alora community as a very welcoming and kind community filled with members passionate about their hometown. I've learned a lot from this community and continue to do so, which is why this weekend, we're doing a small event. I took the liberty of inviting local Panamanians to the event and bring their favorite traditional Panamanian foods. I've also invited Fergus and Alora residents to the event and for them to bring their favorite desserts, Ibarra said. I just want Panamanians to mingle and get to know this wonderful community better and vice versa. I want this cultural exchange to keep going because it's such a good learning experience for all. Center Wellington is growing and there are more people coming to live here from all backgrounds and I think it's important to educate others of different cultures. It's important for people to understand that because our upbringing and our culture is different from the Canadian culture. To learn more about Hola Alora Spanish Club, visit their Facebook page.